The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Carver High, 844-843-6879. So Gonzaga wins by 10, and they're still undefeated, and they were down 12 at the half. BYU blew the game. That's just all there is to it. I mean, we all know Gonzaga's better, but you're up 12 at the half. You're kicking their ass. How do you not finish that game? How do you lose by 10? You're up 12 at the half. How in God's name do you get doubled up in the second half? Essentially, right? They were down 12, and then they beat them by 10. So they doubled them up. That's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. But I just saw a better finish. Oral Roberts ended up beating North Dakota State at the end of that game. Basically, it was free throws, and they went at 75-72. The kid hit the free throw. They went up one, and then North Dakota State went down to try to get the winning shot, and they did they got it to a guy on the baseline, and he tried to bang his way into about 12 feet, and then he turned around, and he had a guy in his face, and he still tried to put the shot up, and the guy blocked it. And then they got the loose ball and got fouled. Then he went and made two free throws. They won by three. And so Oral Roberts wins the Summit Championship, and they beat North Dakota State by three. Gonzaga wins that game 88-78. Oral Roberts wins. They're in the tournament. Rice in the first round of the Conference USA, 61-52 over Southern Miss. Fairfield by one in overtime over Manhattan in the MAAC first round. Cleveland State a winner. They took the Horizon Championship by 11 over Oakland. Bryant got upset. Mount St. Mary's beat them by 5 in the Northeast Conference Championship. In the CAA Championship, Drexel beat Elon by 7. Big West, first round, Long Beach beat Northridge, blew them out. Southland, first round, Southeast Louisiana over McNeese by 3. Iona in the MAAC blew out Quinnipiac. Notre Dame at the buzzer with a 3-bomb from about 40 feet out, won it. I think they finished with like a 17-2 run or something like that.
Yeah, something like
run
that.
They went. And then Duke blew out Boston College in the ACC first round. I'm sure that with Duke winning now and beating lowly Boston College, that's what they are, terrible, with their 4 wins or whatever it is. So all I know is now people will immediately start saying Duke's going to win the ACC tournament because they beat Boston College and they won a game and they blew somebody out, and now we're all supposed to be afraid of Duke.
It's funny you say that, because I was looking at tomorrow's lines, because I believe that that's going to be afternoon game. Yeah, they're favored over Louisville.
Louisville. Meanwhile, they're the worst team in the conference.
They're -2. That's actually the 6:30 game tomorrow. They are -2 over Louisville tomorrow.
How is that possible when they're as bad as they've been? They just don't respect Louisville at all. Miami beat Pitt by 6. There you go. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM. We're on channel 204 on satellite. And Mightier 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California. Yeah, yeah. Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench with Carver High. So there you go. There's all the basketball. So tomorrow, Miami's playing Clemson in the second round of the ACC, Duke and Louisville. First of all, that Miami-Clemson game is at 2:30. And how about the ACC now? You have to have the ACC network to watch their games. Does anyone have the ACC network on the face of the earth? I mean, does anyone actually have it? I've never watched a single thing on the ACC network ever. What a stupid idea that was. Here, let's all have our own networks, and then no one can watch them. We'll have our exclusive network that nobody watches. At least the Big Ten networks on everyone's cable systems, right? If you're going to have a network like the SEC and ACC and Big 12 and all that stuff, you got to have it on all the cable, you know, outlets. You just have to be able to watch it. Like, it's unbelievable to me that you can't watch that. Am I wrong, Carver? Have you ever heard of ACC Network? Have you ever seen it once in your life?
I mean, it's not obviously a common channel. You need to get that sports upcharge on most packages to, you know, be able to acquire that and the SEC Network.
So Notre Dame's playing North Carolina tomorrow night at 9. That'll be interesting.
Let's go.
NC State and Syracuse, they're playing tomorrow at noon. So that one's tipping off at noon tomorrow. We got ball all day. Too bad I can't watch the game because it's on the ACC Network. San Jose State and Wyoming in the Mountain West tomorrow. Marquette and Georgetown in the Big East. Washington State and Arizona State in the Pac-12. Air Force and UNLV in the Mountain West. I'm just Butler, Xavier in the Big East. Kansas State, TCU in the Big 12. Minnesota and Northwestern in the Big 10. Washington, Utah in the Pac-12. Rice and Marshall in the Conference USA. A&M and Vandy. And then DePaul, Providence. Nebraska, Penn State. There's more games. I can't even keep up with them. Pharrell on the bench with you. So the other games that I didn't get in were Cal and Stanford rivalry, Pac-12 first round tomorrow night at 10 East. When I get on the bench, that game will be starting. And then UTEP and FAU, Conference USA. And then Iowa State, Oklahoma and the Big 12. First round. So I think you heard me before. Nebraska, Penn State, I think was the last game I may have slipped in there. And DePaul, Providence, whatever, in the Big East. There's a ton of other games. The Patriot semi, the Bucknell Colgate game, and then Fairfield Monmouth is the MAAC championship quarters. New Mexico, Fresno, Mountain West. Charlotte, Texas, San Antonio, Conference USA, second round. And then there's the Southland second round, Southeast Louisiana, New Orleans, Loyola, Maryland against Army in the Patriots semi, Iona, Siena in the quarters of the MAAC, Big Sky, Idaho and Montana first round. Idaho absolutely sucks. They're 1-20. Let's just get real. God bless them. SWAC, Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and Jackson State. Those are the quarters there. Northern Arizona, Portland State in the Big Sky. I didn't even know that was still happening, right? Carver High doesn't either. He's like, Big Sky? Isn't that a TV show?
Is that Sacramento Montana's State conference? Montana's in the Big Sky, right? The Grizzlies?
You love the Big Sky.
Eastern Washington?
Sacramento State in Northern Colorado in Greeley, Colorado. And there you go. So there's games all day tomorrow, and that's very impressive because it has officially arrived, the conference tournaments that matter, excuse me, the other ones don't matter at all. All the ones that we've been betting on and that we've been enjoying and watching, all these small little conferences, I have to tell you, I love basketball. I love watching. I can't get enough of it. I appreciate you guys. I dig it. I support you. I want you to ball out. I'm all for it, right? And you still don't matter. Carver High knows it's true.
It's true.
They don't matter.
And then Thursday's the best day. Thursday is hands down.
Of course it is.
The best day, because Thursday you get four games from every major conference. You get four Big Ten, four ACC, four Big East, four SEC, four Pac-12. Like you get from noon until midnight.
You get
all the rack. Like, and I miss going. I used to go every year to the Big East tournament on that Thursday. There'd be so much going on. It's the best. Ooh. So this Thursday is a great day, and then obviously next Friday and Saturday now, because the tournament moved back a day, that will be fun too when we get all the craziness, because we missed it last year. You know, we moved over to the grid, and it was like a year ago today or tomorrow when everything shut down, and we were just getting ready for the NCAA tournament, and remember they all came off the court at the St. John's Creighton game at the Garden.
Right.
And then that was it. We didn't see sports again for months. So we've made it a full year.
That was awful.
And now we are getting it back. We are getting tournament week, and then next week, March Madness, let's go.
How many games do you think will get canceled with COVID, or do you think it's blowing through? You think it's over?
I don't want to say that. There was one game today that got whacked. Right? There was one game.
I saw that.
Who was it that got Florida International and Middle Tennessee got postponed. So Middle Tennessee advanced because the COVID issue was with Florida International. So FIU.
So you're telling me that my friends from down there south of the Okeechobee, down in the gallows, that's where they hang out. Florida International, it's down there by Homestead, I think. I could be wrong. I think it's down there by, like, you know, as far south as you can go.
That's where Butch is now for the football team, right? That's where Butch Davis is now.
That's your boy. But they mean business. They're out there in the middle of Nowhereville. They're Cuba. They're basically in Cuba.
That's on the west coast, all the way at the bottom on the west coast?
No, it's on the other one.
On the east coast?
And, you know, yeah. And it's because FAU would play them, right? And FAU's in Boca. And then this thing is, I was on the air down there, and people are like, man, you have no idea how far south that is. I mean, it is, and when you get down there, you have no idea. Like, I don't know if you've ever, like, driven around there or been, like, down by the Keys and down by far south as you can go is basically where they have Homestead. I'm not even kidding you. It is no joke. It is out in the middle of nowhere. Like, you literally, I thought I was going to be eaten by an alligator. I'm not even kidding.
It's like where Bloodline
is. I thought I was...
Like, yeah, where they shoot Bloodline.
That's right. That's where it is. That was a great show, too. Have you ever, you know, can I just say about that show? You know what I wanted to actually do is live in that show. Have you ever gone to a movie? Because you're a movie buff with your Carver High Top 500. So have you ever gone to the movie and actually, like, when you left the movie, you wanted to live in the movie?
Yes.
Just be in it forever?
Yes.
You know, and you thought for like a half an hour when you got to the car, Carver High, that you actually were the guy that's like the lead actor, or maybe even, you know, a co-star, whatever. Just someone in the movie made you want to be in that movie, made you want to be them. And then when you were a kid, you went home and acted like that person for like 2 hours. Did you ever do all that?
Yes, it's definitely happened. Several films, probably.
What was it? were there favorites that, like, did you ever think that at any point were you Michael Corleone or anything?
Nothing like, not that, none of those movies. There's probably a few.
What about Robert Redford in the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Did you ever see that one and think that maybe I'd want to be Robert Redford and get some of that Western tail? Maybe, you know, because he was out there just getting whatever he needed. Your boy, yeah. Robert Redford. You think he did you ever want to be him?
Yeah, or like Burt Reynolds, or Burt Reynolds in the Smokey and the Bandit movies. In the Smokey and the Bandit movies.
Woo!
No joke.
Burt Reynolds. How about in what was it called? Forgiveness. What was the movie called? Where they were in the woods.
I don't know.
We used to talk about it on the show all the time. Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Oh, that was unholy. Deliverance was unholy. Bolivia, what's your boy's name? On the Islanders?
Anthony Bolivia. Yeah.
What did I call him?
I think you had it right, actually. I think you did say it right. He went up in the toy department.
Toy department, that's what your boys were saying. Your boy.
That's Butch's line.
Let me think. Butch Goring says that, where they keep the toys. Anyway, Butch, your boy Butch, I have to tell you. It's just as, you know, I have to watch this guy crying about the refs for 3 hours.
He does cry. He does cry about the refs.
Oh,
Butch
God.
Cries about like, the refs.
You know he does, and you're he at does. Least you're honest. At least you're man enough to admit it. Like
Butch is a great guy.
Thank
He's
God
a great
you're
guy.
Real.
He's a great guy, but he cries about the refs.
Honestly, you the fact that you said that your stock just went through the roof with me because he is so uptight about the refs. Listen, I don't deny, and I'm cool. I've said this to you before at some level and at some time. I think the guy Burke, Brandon Burke, is that his name?
Brendan Burke.
Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, what am I, like the keeper over here? I know who he is. I think he's really good at calling games. I think he's great, as a matter of fact. And I think Butch is good. As well, but I think Butch, without a doubt, like someone, I can't believe no one along the way, just like even his wife or his kid or his dog, somebody had to just say, listen, bro, you never stop crying about the refs. Like, it's not that he does, it's just that everything's about the Islanders. So he's like completely gone on the calls, and he thinks like there's all kind of, hey, he missed that tripping. He missed that. Everything's a penalty against the Islanders. For, you know, they're getting screwed, and it's unbelievable. It's not even painful. It's just unbelievable. Like I sit there and I watch, and I'm like, God, this guy literally thinks that every single thing that happens is against the Islanders, and it's painful. You can't even deny it, dude.
No, I don't. I told you before. Butch does cry. Now listen, you can turn on any television broadcast for any team in hockey, the NBA, MLB, obviously NFL's national guys. So, but the home broadcast for any of those, you know, regional sports, and the analyst, the color person, is usually either a former player, etc., who is going to be the homatose, you know, the milk, hometown guy.
Homerized milk toast,
that you love to say. That's what you're going to get. And most of the time, it's guys like Butch who are going to cry for penalties for their own team. It's just,
right.
You know, that's how it goes.
I actually, listen, here's the deal. So I think he's really good with Brendan, right? I think they're great together. And so I hope people understand when I'm talking about this, I'm telling it like it is. I think the guy's great at what he does. And I think that he really loses it on the calls. Like he's convinced all these things are happening. And I'm like watching going, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Like it's everything. That could have been a hooking. That's a slash. That's a cross check. When the game's going on in high speed, he does it, which is what's funny about it. Because, I mean, this guy, like, it's hard for me to swallow based on that he was so rugged as a player, right? Like, I remember him playing. How old were you when he stopped playing, Carver High?
Probably 7 or 8. I mean, he stopped playing in probably 86, 87, right around there.
Right. So I watched him all the glory years and right after that, right? Like, so.
Yeah, he finished his career in Boston. Yeah, he finished his career in Boston.
Right. I saw him play a million times. And he was pretty, you know, speedy and intense, right? Like he had his lunch pail and he had a helmet on. He meant business. He was a driver and a skater and a scorer. Like he did everything, right? And I thought, you know, for a guy that played like he did, like it's amazing to me that he sees the game that way. For me, I was like, how does he see all these penalties that like aren't happening? Like, I'm like, a few of them are. He's right about some of them. I'll give him that. But I got to tell you, here's why I notice it. Because when I watch, like, in Pittsburgh, I'm just going to say it. I don't know these people, right? I know Bob Erie, right? I love Bob. He's cool. I'm friends with him. He's a badass. I think the world of him. I mean that. But do you remember when he did it with my boy Stigs, Paul Steigerwald, right? He was doing the games with him and on TV forever. And then, and now, you know, our boy Phil Bork does it on the radio side with Mike Lang, and now he does it with another guy, right? So, and I can't keep track of all these people, right? Carver High, you know what I'm talking about. So
yeah.
When I listen to the new guy, they have a new TV guy that does the play-by-play, and I rarely get to hear him. Right.
Mears.
So I rarely get to hear him because I'm not in Pittsburgh, right? And so if the only time you'll ever hear him is if they, like, pick him up on NHL Network or something, right? Or... because when they play the Islanders, Devils, or Rangers, I hear the New York announcers. I hear Brendan Burke, I hear Sam Rosen, and I hear Steve Cangelosi. Yeah, the Kanji man with your boy Danico. And all I know is I don't get to hear Mears, but when I hear him, when I hear those guys, it's hard for me because I listen to the other ones for so long, right? So. When I hear him, I don't hear him. I don't hear him crying about refs. I just hear him. For me, it's like I'm hearing someone that isn't what I'm used to hearing. You know, like I was such a gigantic Mike Lang fan. And then as he got older, they moved him to the radio side and everything else. That when you grow up listening to him, and I think Mears would admit this, right? He was like a Penguin fan or something I heard at some point or another. I could be wrong about that. But I think at some point or another, he knows how much of an iconic figure Lang was, right? Like he was such a just a titan in Pittsburgh as the Penguins announcer for all those cups. And for all the success and all the failure, he used to be the Penguins announcer when they sucked. And when they never won. And so you had to be a fan of his through the thick and thin, right? So it's hard for me. I don't hear these guys. And when I heard them, they you know, fell short of what I'm used to. And so I've listened to, what was his name before? What was the guy's name? The legend that he's been on my show a few times that used to be the Islanders announcer, Jigs McDonald, right?
Yes.
Wasn't he their announcer forever? He was the announcer forever,
and then Howie took over for Jigs, and then Brendan took over for Howie.
Right. So I've heard that three ways, right? I've heard that three ways. The only one that stood the test of time for me in New York has been Sam and Joe, Sam Rosen and Joe Micheletti, right? And then... I guess now that Cangelosi's been with Danico for a while, right? I mean, it was before it was Chico Resch, right? Was doing the
games. He took over for Doc. When Doc was doing the Devil game, Doc Emmerich was doing the Devil games forever. And then I guess it's probably been 5 or 6 years now since Doc stepped away from doing the day in, day out with the Devils and just did the big games on NBC. That was all Doc was doing
right
before he retired last year. So Cangelosi, it was Doc and Chico. for a long time. And then Chico went out, and then Doc went out, and that's when they put Kanji Man and Dano together.
Oh, God. Wow, that's pretty intense. I remember certainly Doc Emmerich doing their games. And he was doing their games when I was doing the Thrashers, right? So
right.
When I did it, he was their announcer.
Well, Doc was doing it in the 80s when they were god-awful. I mean, when the Devils were awful, Doc was doing the games.
Yeah, your boy Burke, he's doing national games on top of the Islanders. I've seen him doing NBC games.
He's like their number three guy now. He's moved up pretty
quick.
That's not a bad gig.
So who's number one now? Kenny Albert's doing it?
Kenny's the number one guy in Forsland. John Forsland's number two. And then Brendan.
Is Brendan your choice of those three?
Oh, I would obviously. I'm so comfortable listening to Brendan because he does all the Islander games that when I hear him do a national game on NBC, I actually enjoy it because I like his call. I don't want to listen to Kenny. I just don't want to do it.
Do you think Kenny does too many sports?
Yeah.
Like he does everything. Like, I mean, I'm surprised I don't hear him doing like dirt racing on Friday nights down at Ocala Speedway.
Yeah.
Kenny does every NBA, NHL, NFL, baseball.
He's got a lot going on.
Have you ever heard him do a baseball game? Does he do baseball too?
He does it for Fox in the summer. He does baseball too.
I can't keep track of it all, Carver High. I just can't. I don't have time. I don't have time to keep track of all these things. But it's hard. But my point is, it's hard to watch a game. Like, so I'm not a fan, right, of your team. I respect them, what they've done, and I respect that they have a loaded team, talented, et cetera. Fair enough. But that's not my, you know, flavor. So when I watch, I have to watch as the enemy, right? So as a Penguin fan, I hate the Islanders and other teams too. Flyers, Capitals, I hate all those teams. So when I listen to their guys do the game, I have to kind of adapt to them doing it because that's not my flavor. Like your flavor's Burke, mine's was always Mike Lang. So, and you've heard him with all his shtick, and we've dropped a million of his bombs on the air. He's great. You know he's great at calling a hockey game. And then I love so many guys. Pat Foley. There's a lot of guys. I like Bob Miller for a long time doing it. But it's different when you're rooting for another team to have to go listen to the enemy's announcers call the game. You know what I mean? So when I'm sitting there listening to Butch crying about the refs, I'm like, Jesus, Butch. You should hear me yelling at the TV. I'm like, oh, here we go. No one can even sit in a room with me when I watch these games and when I watch the enemy's announcers call the games. I adapt to it, though. Like, I'm used to it, so I don't care if they're calling the game. I don't sit there and go, I can't listen to this game because this guy's calling the game. I've never done that with anybody. If that's who's calling the game, that's who I'm listening to. It is what it is. I don't care who calls it. I just listen and have at it. But I certainly notice things. I'm no critic of hockey play-by-play guys just because I did it or anything else. I like everybody that does it. I hope everybody loves doing it that does it, that does play-by-play. You know what I'm saying? Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. The Stanley Cup final in four times in the window from 22 to 28. ESPN will have the Stanley Cup finals in this new seven-year itch that they've signed on with. ESPN and the NHL are in bed again. It's a beautiful thing. They'll split the package with another media entity. That company... they don't know. I'm sure they know. We don't know who it is.
It'll be NBC. It'll be NBC.
It'll be NBC who's dropping NBC Sports Channel?
Yeah, they'll put the games on USA Network.
Oh, so USA will have them. NBC will own it. and then ESPN will do the rest.
Basically, what they'll do is, at least this is how I think it's going to happen, and I've kind of heard it might happen, is that they're going to split the cable package to ESPN and NBC, you know, umbrella, which means for cable-wise, weeknight games, etc., it'll be on USA Network. And for Sunday afternoons, like it is now, it'll be on big NBC. And then the Stanley Cup final will rotate between NBC and ESPN. And they'll both get playoff games.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of like what the NBA, the NBA does that now with TNT and ESPN. MLB does it with Fox and ESPN. You know, it's kind of the same deal that the other leagues have with ESPN and somebody else.
And you like it that they're back on there, because it's been forever since they were on ESPN. But when they were, it was great. I remember like watching, wasn't that like 5 overtime Flyer Penguin game on ESPN back in the day?
Thorne and Clement, right? Gary Thorne and Bill Clement on the call.
Those guys were great.
Yep, they were outstanding.
I thought they were they were great. We've been sitting here talking about listening to announcers. Those guys were great. I thought both of them were great. I used to have Clement on my show. I was always really friendly with him. He's a very cool guy, Bill Clement. Way cool. He was great doing those games. I think they were fantastic together. Those were the days. I think it's great that they're back in bed with them, don't you?
I do. I think it's good for the league. Although NBC, listen, NBC's been a good partner to them. They've done a lot of good things together. But I do think it's good that they are going to, you know, get more money out of this, pumped into the league, and get an outlet like ESPN. I just hope that the games, you know, that they don't just completely bury them all on, you know, ESPN 5 or whatever it is, you know, put some games on the big ESPN, you know, give them the due. That's the thing.
Do you even know how to find those channels? Like, seriously,
They got a lot of channels. They got a lot of channels.
What do they got? Regular, Deuce, 3, U News,
and they technically run and operate the SEC network, the ACC network. You know, they're involved in all that, too. Oh, yeah. They got their hands in that.
They're running the channels. So they run the channels that I can't find.
Correct.
I mean, you got to get a Longhorn Network.
Longhorn Network. Don't forget that one.
The Longhorn. There's been a lot of losing on that one. There's been a lot of bad endings to those novels. Woo! So how do you think he'll do down there, Sarkisian and Austin? Do you think he'll, with all that money they gave him? I don't care about their fight songs and their after-game songs and everything. I just care about football. What do you think is going to happen with him there?
He'll be fired within 3 years.
You're fired the day you're hired.
At that place you are.
Can you imagine?
But they don't give anybody a chance. They don't give anybody a chance down there.
Oh, well, he got a chance. How about this guy? Wasn't he just like, it's amazing when you think about it. He was in, wasn't he in booze rehab? And then he went to Alabama, and now he's the head coach at Texas. Do you remember when it all fell apart for him? Wasn't he going to get like the USC job or something like that? Didn't he have it? What did he have? He was at Washington. Wasn't that it?
He was at Washington, and then he got the USC job, and then he had his issues. He got fired from USC, and then Saban took him in to be the OC at Alabama, and now he is back in the head job at Texas.
What did you think of the story I gave you today on Coast to Coast that I had cleaned out my bar in the basement? I had to process and move all the booze, and I had about 100 bottles of booze. I had every kind of booze in the world, Carver High. I had like 7 bottles of Tito's. I told you I had like 5 bottles of rum. I had rum from Venezuela. I had tequila from everywhere, all over the globe. I had tequila from everywhere. And I was able to do it without smashing or breaking any of it. What'd you think of the movement of all of my booze today, Carver High?
No, it sounds like that you've got a lot to move down there. Somebody's going to have to eventually drink it. You don't want it to go to waste. We'll have to find somebody to get the intake there and make sure that they don't just rot. You know, they have eventually got to be taken care of.
Yeah, so I have all the booze, and then what I should do is when they start, maybe at some level we should have a party. You know what I mean? Like, I've always had that divisional semi party during the football season, but with the COVID and everything, no one's been able to do anything. But next year, when they go to the NFL playoffs, I don't think we'll still have COVID. I'm hoping anyway. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll. Do you think we'll be wearing masks in the NFL playoffs next year, Carver High, or do you think it'll be over?
According to people that seem to know, they feel that there's a possibility that that won't be the case. They feel that
it'll be over because they'll have herd immunity.
Well, silver, full arenas for the next NBA season, right? Full arenas.
Full arenas.
Yeah.
Full arenas. Imagine that. We could be going to Nets games to watch Harden and Kyrie and Durant, and go to Knicks games to watch your boy Tibbs and Julius Randle. The Garden and the Barclays rocking with basketball. Meanwhile, they're both good this year for the first time in 20 years, and no one can go to the games. Now they can go to the games, but only 2,000 people can go to the Garden, and something like 1,800 can go to the Barclays, somewhere in that neighborhood. All I know is those tickets, I heard the basketball tickets for the Knicks and Rangers are like triple the face value. Did you know that, Carver High? That, like,
yeah.
You want to get one of those tickets?
I've heard some Islander fans tell me the same about the ones that they put on sale for the Coliseum for these, because starting the 18th, I believe, is the first game that they're letting fans into the Coliseum, and I heard that the aftermarket price is ridiculous for the 1,000 seats.
Like, what is it?
You know, I've seen in the 300 to 500 range, which for an Islander regular season game is not normal.
Crazy. I'm talking about, like, serious money to go see, like, the Knicks play. I don't think it's as bad going to see the Rangers. I know that it's still more expensive than the Islanders, but the NBA tickets are through the roof, absolutely through the roof. First of all, you can't even get them. Second of all, they're like triple the price. They're already bad. They're already super expensive. Have you ever tried to go to a Knicks game? Carver, I know you're not a fan of the Knicks, but have you ever gone down there to an NBA game? It's like, I mean, it's like $6 a ticket at least. I mean, it's no joke.
Out of my price range.
I mean, it's literally, if you're in the, like, anywhere in the kind of lower bowl type scenario of the Garden, not up in the blue seats, not up in the rafters, not up in all that. But if you're down in, like, you know, behind the basket, or you're, you know, courtside, wherever, even 20, 30 rows up, it's six bills. The lower you go, the more they are. They're $1,500, $2,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for a basketball game. I'm not even kidding you. Now, can you imagine paying those prices and they sucked for 20 years? You pay those prices to go down there and watch them get their ass beat. That's not fun. But when they're winning and that place is rocking, and, you know, back in the day when they made the finals, whenever they were in it, that place, Carver High, you have to admit, that place, when they're in it, when it was like the Rangers and Messier, whatever, the Knicks, when they were in the finals, that place rocks. Like no other place in sports. That place absolutely stands on its head. When it's lit, it is absolutely lit.
No, unfortunately, the place hasn't seen a lot of those moments in the last 25 years. So that's the problem.
No, but when they do, when they have, it has been a sight to behold. That's the point. I mean, it's the craziest thing. When you think of their success, and it's, you know, few and far between, but when
spring of 94 was a long time ago. Spring of 94, where they both made the run, long time ago.
God, it's, what is it, 26 years, something like that?
Yeah.
God almighty. I was, can you imagine 26 years? Has it really been that long? Somebody was saying, how long has it been since the Cowboys have won it? It's been like 25
years. Same thing.
Years or something like that.
95, right? 95, 96.
Oh, my God.
The last time they won was the Neil O'Donnell game, right?
Oh, God. You had to bring that up? Jesus. It's a low blow right there.
What a gift that was that day. Jesus. Neil O'Donnell. God. And imagine the Jets giving him all that money after he basically threw the ball to the Cowboys all day in the Super Bowl.
Do you remember? I went to a wedding. And he was there partying with me all night. Your boy, Neil O'Donnell. He's actually a really nice guy. He's a great guy. He went to Big Daddy's wedding.
Right? Mm.
He was there. I was out there in Strong Island.
Everyone was there.
Everyone was there.
For that one. Everybody was at that one.
Everyone. So there you go. Do you think, I was just seeing people talking about Dak Prescott, and speaking of Texas, we were talking about Austin a little bit. Over in Dallas, this guy, 4 years and all that money. Now, I talked about it last night. I talked about it today. But I just wanted to say the one thing. Do you think that he's going to, you know, actually, because he's basically making $40 million a year. Do you think he's going to play the 4 years and, like, you know, get through it? Because we just saw him get, you know, his ankle broken. Like, is he going to be standing in a year or 2 years, 3 years or 4 years? Seriously. That's Carver High on the keyboard there. Then he had a giant mullet when he played in that Steel Panther band. Penguins doubled up the Rangers 4-2, beat him again, beat him the other night, beat him again, harder.
Let me tell you about the Penguins really quick. I just want to say this, and I think Al Berger brought it up yesterday, and I was talking about it over the weekend with somebody else. The Penguins, for all the, you know, quote-unquote problems that they have and all this, they're right in the mix, and they absolutely have 16 games left with the Devils and the Sabres, two worst teams in that division. Now, you got to win those games like everybody else, but the Penguins are in a lot better spot than people thought they were going to be in.
Maybe so. And then, you know, we've seen what the Devils have done to the Bruins, what the Islanders have done to the Bruins. So I could see the Devils giving the Penguins problems. And if they lose to the Sabres, then God forbid. You know, I mean, the Islanders play the Sabres, they kick their ass. And that's what the Penguins needed to do when they play the Sabres, is kick their ass.
Sabres had a 4-1 lead tonight, and they yacked it up.
Yak. Flyers 5-4 in a shootout. Capitals 5-4 in overtime over the Devils. And the Canes win again. They were my top play. 3-2 in overtime over the Predators.
They were down
2-0 over the Blue Jackets. Who's that?
Canes were down 2-0 in the first period to the Predators.
They win. Panthers 4-2 over the Jackets. I hit them. Jets upset the Leafs 4-3 in Toronto. That's a huge upset. That ruined tickets. It ruined mine. Lightning 4-3 over the Red Wings in Detroit. They were down in that game, I think, 3-1 or something like that. And they won 4-3. And then Stars 6-1 all over the Blackhawks. I got every game right except Jets and Blackhawks. I was on, you know, the Stars won. I was on the Blackhawks. I was on the Leafs. But I got 7 out of 9. Sorry about that. Sorry, I got 7 out of 9 right in the hockey tonight. All right, Carver High, great job. I'll see you guys tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. East. Sports Rage next. Peace.